This is a highly suspect review. No names have been changed because, well, frankly, no one is innocent. Last night, a movie was put on trial, a movie involving two people, a buddy cop film. In a moment, the results of that trial. It's Highly Suspect Reviews, and this is Brian Salisbury, one of the unusual suspects, coming at you live from, well, we can't really tell you because apparently the cops are after us, and I don't know why we warrant any sort of attention from the authorities, but apparently we are public enemy number 274,591.
I think
so
we're safe
then.
Surely they have something better to do.
You would think. Well, we're trying to fly under the radar anyway. Hey, speaking of cops, we are talking tonight, we are reviewing a film called Ride Along, which is in the grand tradition of buddy cop films starring Ice Cube. Wait a minute, no. That is not a thing that has ever happened before. And yet, here we are. This is Ice Cube and Kevin Hart as future in-laws, essentially. Kevin Hart is dating a beautiful woman who is way too tall for him. And Ice
Cube, as all women are.
Well, that's true. That's true. Any woman is way too tall for Kevin Hart. I'm reminded of Saul from Ocean's Eleven. Like, she's too tall for him.
In case it ever comes up, Kevin Hart, I'm not too tall for you.
There you go. See, Ashley would very much like to date you. So Kevin Hart has to prove his manliness to Ice Cube, who, after doing this film, I think we can definitively say is for the pop charts, despite what he previously said. By going on a ride-along, Kevin Hart is a prospective cop. He wants to become a hard-nosed cop like Ice Cube. He's just gotten into the academy, and Ice Cube decides the best way to get this guy off his back and put aside any idea that he would ever marry his sister is to take him on a ride-along and scare the shit out of him. Seems like a good plan. To review this film, we have gathered the unusual suspects. I, of course, am Brian. I'm joined by
J.C. DeLeon.
Ashley Moreno.
And Detective Martin Thomas.
Detective Martin Thomas has joined us.
Or rather, Police Chief. God damn it, Salisbury! The mayor's gonna have my ass!
Really? Yes, we are lovers! Well, okay, but I don't know what that has to do with me. It doesn't! Well, okay, fine. I always wanted to see that once in a buddy cop film where the chief is like, the mayor's gonna have my ass, and the cop's like, what, is he gonna use lube? Like, what? Why are you telling me this? I don't understand that.
Start writing that.
Start right. I'm on it right now. That's actually why, despite my reservations about Kevin Hart being, you know, the entirety of his humor being flailing and being loud sometimes.
Yeah.
I was still really excited to see this because I really love buddy cop movies.
Well, okay, look, you watch the trailer for this movie and it's like, hey, if you have a love for buddy cop movies, you'll like it. Ice Cube was funny in 21 Jump Street.
True.
Kevin Hart, he's been building, if you saw Think Like a Man, it's a great movie, and he's really funny in it, and his star is on the rise. And, you know, it's like, all right, for me, like, the last time one of these movies was really good that I liked it was probably the first Rush Hour,
mm-hmm.
and then you cut to Hot Fuzz,
yeah,
where they made fun of it, but it's still, like, a good movie. So it's like, all right, Hot Fuzz kind of wrote, the last word in it, but nobody ever takes the last word. Maybe this can come together and be all those movies, the Rush Hours, the 24 Hours, the Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got the elements there. The pieces are there. It could happen. It didn't happen.
It didn't really happen.
Yeah, no, not even a little bit.
Yeah, not even a little bit, exactly.
No, this movie's not 48 hours. This movie was barely worth the hour and 40 minutes that we ended up sitting through it. I will say this, and this is probably the best thing I can say for this movie, and it's such a backhanded compliment. A third of this film wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
True.
To be.
True.
There was, I mean, like, the first two-thirds of the movie, I'm like, yep, this is pretty awful. I was really hoping it wouldn't be this, but it looks like that's what it is. And then enters Lawrence Fishburne.
Right.
Who is playing the ghost of Paycheck Present. And he shows up in this really sort of minor, but very, actually really strong role for him as just a badass. And once he shows up, I felt like the movie had a renewed energy to it.
It's funny because by the time it gets around to him,
mm-hmm.
it's like the movie's at a point where you're introducing now the third act, which should have come 20 minutes ago.
Right.
It's like you've already kind of blown out all this time just with filler, and I'm ready to go home, and you can end now. But oh wait, you went. I know. I saw Lawrence Fishburne's name in the credits, and we got to get to him.
Exactly.
And he does breathe new life into it. And I like the character he played. He's actually different from any character I've seen him do before.
Yeah. It was like The Wire, except in Atlanta. So it was like Jermaine Dupri's Wire. I don't know what was going on, but I did like his character, and it did kind of it somehow him being there made the relationship between Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, which had been non-existent throughout most of the movie, suddenly it was there. But and I was like, why didn't Lawrence Fishburne just direct this damn movie?
I saw it as a case of not necessarily too little, but too late.
True. No, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, because a lot of the filler was just basically them milking all the gags that Kevin Hart was trying to come up with. Every joke that he was trying to make or him trying to sell himself is the fact that he plays video games making him a viable cop prospect.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because I'm not even like a super gamer, but even I know you don't call somebody who just comes into gaming a newbie. He's like, you know what you would be in my world? A newbie. And I was like, no, I'd be a noob.
Yeah.
It's like the word is noob, dude. Like, I know that, and I'm not even like a hardcore gamer.
I think that Ice Cube's character, much like myself, would not care about the difference between, like, well, you'd be a newbie. And I'm like, is that a good or bad? I don't
know. Yeah. Whether he'd said noob or newbie, he wouldn't have given a
it
shit.
It has no value on my scale.
That's true.
Ashley, you saw this?
Yeah, I did. I did see this.
No, I said it with a question mark because when I got there, I didn't see any of you guys. So I thought, okay. I was like, am I the only one here for this?
Yeah, I just showed up for the beer. I didn't even know we were recording.
Honestly, like the film rep gave me a hard time when I RSVP'd for it to say, like, hey, I'm going to be there. And she was like, well, one of us.net already has 6 people reviewing it. I was like, really? I've only heard from 2. And when I got there, I didn't see any of you guys. So I was like, what the hell just
happened? We are already the bane. This is why we're so, you know, unwanted, but on the wanted list. This is how we accomplish that.
One of us.net has nothing better to do is the fucking problem.
When we have too many people seeing Ride Along, we really don't have anything better to do.
So I guess the last buddy cop movie I really liked, and I guess all of you can chalk this up to me being a lady, but I would call that sexist, was The Heat. I really liked it.
I actually like The Heat.
You know what?
I like The Heat too.
I'll say this about The Heat. It was one of those movies where I was like, I don't hate it. I can't really say I like it. But after seeing this, I had a new appreciation for it.
Yeah. Well, I think Melissa McCarthy is a goddess. I love her. But The Heat, unlike this movie, I feel like followed the kind of buddy cop formula a little more closely.
Yes.
Like, there's usually the hard ass, but he's not just a hard ass. He's also the professional who's good at his job. And
right.
This is obviously the same thing in Hot Fuzz. And then there's the fuck up. Or the guy who's off the chain, or Richard Evil Lithman character, that kind of thing.
Judges would have also accepted off the hook.
Off the hook. Yep. We also would have checked.
But not off the hizzy. Just so you're aware, that's one thing we can't say.
Racist.
Yeah, Ashley makes a good point with The Heat, because like Melissa McCarthy was in 2 movies last year that were vastly different. The Heat and Identity Thief.
Ugh, don't mention that.
One of those movies made the comedy came from Melissa McCarthy's appearance, and the other one, that wasn't an issue.
Right.
In this movie, Kevin Hart's height is very much an issue.
Yeah.
But this one kind of broke that model in the sense that Ice Cube, he is the professional and the one that we're supposed to respect. And I guess he kind of is allowed to be a loner because he's so good at his job. But more than we see that, we mostly see him being the guy off the chain or off the hook.
Right.
And then Kevin Hart is also a fuck up. And so it's kind of a break where you have 2 sort of anti-heroes. And I thought that was nice. It was a new take on it.
It's interesting, except that what I don't understand about it is that the other joke, besides the fact that they make more short jokes than the first season of Game of Thrones, is that for some reason, even though Kevin Hart really wants to be a good cop and really wants to go to the academy and go, he's like, that's what he wants to do. He is startled by the slightest sound into leaping into another man's arms. And I'm like, dude, I think Ice Cube, who is kind of supposedly the dick in this movie, has a point. Maybe this isn't for you.
He has a point.
Like, if a balloon pops and you go running into the next room screaming, maybe you shouldn't be a cop. I don't know. So it took away sort of the like, oh, Ice Cube's just being cruel because he doesn't want this guy to date his sister. And instead I'm thinking, well, maybe he's just got a point. Like, maybe Ice Cube is doing him a favor.
Well, it could have pulled back to that, but it never really does. I mean, the whole thing with Kevin Hart, like, his current job is being, a crossing guard, basically. He's a security guard at a high school who lives in a really sweet apartment. I'm like, there's no way you can afford that on the salary you make here.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I'm going to step up and be a cop. where you will still make not enough money to afford this place you live.
Let me just say there's a lot of things in his apartment that I look at and go, there's no way that's yours. Right. I'm sorry. And one of them is, okay, so his girlfriend, who is played by Tika Sumter, who is just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking hot.
They go so out of their way to make her look even more gorgeous. Like, throughout the movie, like, she's got three buttons open on her shirt, or she's sitting around in her underwear, and it's like, we get it. The guy outkicked his coverage, which for a 3'5" dude is not that tough to do.
Oh, well, he not only outkicked his coverage, but he's not like treating it like a goddess. He's like, could you leave me alone? I'm trying to play video games with my nerd friends.
Yeah. And it's like, I know what they were trying to do, which was hone in on that like video gamer market. Go, oh, yeah, we totally relate to that. But even the video game nerds are like, fuck you. Yeah. And more importantly, fuck her. Yeah. What are you doing? Put the controller down, you idiot. So that was a weird thing.
I mean, I think the big sin is of the movie is it's all based around the fact that, okay, you know, they reference Training Day way too much.
Way too much.
But the idea is like, okay, we'll do a comedy take on that where Ice Cube will take him around to these hard cases that will, you know, shake him up.
Right.
And we'll have comedy bits. And yet they don't come up with one single thing that's clever on any of those set pieces.
Correct. Yeah, and the other problem that I had, honestly, was, and this is going to sound like a weird nitpick, but the editing was really bad.
Well, that's Tim Story. He tends to do, like Think Like a Man, I was shocked he made it, because it's a really funny movie, and it's well put together. Mm-hmm. And so much of that, I think, was driven by his hatred of Tyler Perry.
Ah.
But when I come back to this, this is like, okay, this is like back to the days of him doing The Fantastic Four and Beauty Shop, where it is really choppy. It's like, yeah, you got some good elements here, but you're not putting them together well.
Well, it's disappointing when you think about the fact that the jokes that don't work could have been saved by competent action sequences.
Yes.
Because the setup for competent action sequences are there, but they're so chopped up that it's like you can't even, like, there's a scene in the beginning where they use slow-mo only in the beginning and then never again, and not well.
Right.
But it's so poorly edited that there's literally a point where I don't know what Ice Cube did to this guy to make him fall down. Like,
right.
I'm not sure where the contact came in, and I was like, does he have mind powers? Is he telekinetic? Is that what the big twist is going to be? Because honestly, that would have been cool. But yeah, that's not what happened. That's actually true.
He does.
Yeah. In general, I mean, there aren't too many action set pieces that I can think of. So it's a lot. It's really mostly a ride-along going to these empty, innocuous situations that aren't all that scary to begin with. And yeah, it's just weird how every situation, Kevin Hart gets scared by the slightest noise and he just sits back in the car. It's like, all right, I'm ready. What's the next test?
So, yeah, it's like, if you're so ready to go to the next one, why were you scared by the guy who shouted slightly loudly at you?
And so much of it is, there's not enough script there for either of them to work with. And Kevin Hart is trying his hardest, his damnedest, to ad-lib, to fill in what's not there on the page. While
and he's
Ice Cube,
a funny guy.
He is. He's hilarious. While Ice Cube has one note. I mean, he might have had two, but he's only playing one this whole time. And that's to scowl and go, yeah.
Yeah, or reference his own rap catalog.
Yes.
Which, even as somebody who thinks Ice Cube is one of the greatest rappers who ever existed, that was cloying to me. Like, when he turns to the camera and goes, today was a good day, I was like, fuck you. Yeah. You have not earned the right to say that in this movie.
Yes.
He also really oddly doesn't pronounce his L's. He goes like, bullshit and woof. Like,
woof.
He doesn't...
oh my God, that's something I forgot. They say the word bullshit more than the Wolf of Wall Street says fuck.
Well, yeah. It's because that's the other thing. Why do you go to the trouble of getting Ice Cube to play a hard-nosed cop in a PG-13 movie? You know, throughout this whole movie, all he wanted to say was motherfucker the entire time.
I'm sorry, Brian, but he made two Are We There Yet movies.
Right, but those are family movies.
So he's all that tough guy cred that he built, that's out the window.
No, and
you're holding on to your dreams but when you were 10 years old and you listened to those albums.
Puts
and you're
the
like,
Raiders hat on, takes the shotgun out. Now we're doing something.
Remember Craig Robinson from This Is the End and was saying, we're actors. We're soft as baby shit.
I really wish this movie had a lot more of the chemistry. I don't know if y'all saw that bit that they did on Conan where Kevin Hart and Ice Cube got a Lyft car with Conan O'Brien.
No.
It's hilarious. And you guys should totally check that out. And it's available on Team Coco. You can go see it. And it's really funny. And Ice Cube has some really funny lines in it as well that I think are just great.
Oh, I wish you could have brought some of those to this movie.
Yeah, if you didn't like this movie, might I recommend that Conan O'Brien clip?
And also, I think part of the problem is that if you watch the credits very closely, you will see story by one guy, screenplay by four. Uh-huh. How hard is it to, if somebody's already written the entire plot for you, how hard is it to then go, hey, I'm just going to convert this into lines of dialogue and point A, point B? How does it take four people to convert an already written story into a script?
I totally got the vibe that this is something that would have been written for, not that he ever saw it, but would have been written for Ben Stiller to be the Kevin Hart character. Yeah. And I don't know who
else. And go for a total Rush Hour vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And then just, you know, by the time, four different people got a hold of it, they'd be like, hey, we'll write it for Kevin Hart.
Right.
And they still wrote it to where he had to try to do something with it and couldn't.
Yeah. Maybe they thought it was write along and all they had to do was like three lines of dialogue and then they could peace out. Which is funny. One of the guys who is credited on the screenplay is Jason Matzoukas from The League, who plays Brophy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, wait, I could almost pinpoint the lines that are yours because they work. But those are like few and far between, you know, one good one for every 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, I guess it's come down to the final review, the final judgment of Ride Along. What is our verdict? Martin, I'm going to start with you.
I would give this, out of 10, I would give this 3 Training Day references.
Okay. How about you, Ashley?
Yeah. My man.
So one complaint I had that we didn't really talk about is that much like that episode of Breaking Bad, where it's like the Chrysler episode where Walt and Walt Jr. get all the new Chryslers and they go on and on about it for 10 minutes, this was kind of a Dodge Ram commercial. And the primary opening sequence, like the only real good car chase, where, by the way, Dodge Ram goes through flames, followed shortly by an actor's name. I forget which one.
Yeah, I was like, is this Torque 2?
Exactly. So, given that, I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 Dodge Rams.
6 out of 10.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm with you on that. I think in order to make any buddy cop film work, and we've seen this time and time again throughout the history of the subgenre, there has to be chemistry between the two leads, and there has to be a compelling story that utilizes both of their strengths and sort of cast a spotlight in a humorous way on their weaknesses. And I feel like this movie doesn't really do any of that. And even in the third act, where it picks up a little bit, it's almost by that point, and I think, Martin, I think you're right, I think it's just too late. It's like, yeah, they do kind of, you know, force the chemistry between the two of them that starts to work, but it's the kind of thing that we should have been seeing from, you know, Real One. And, you know, because of all of that, and because of the weird Dodge Ram affinity that the movie has, I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 Nulties. I wanted to say 4 out of 8 Nulties, but we're doing everything by 10, so 4 out of 10 Nulties.
A lot like you guys, I was excited to see this because I love buddy cop movies too, and buddy cop movies can, you know, go one of two ways. They can be, you know, classics or really good, like 21 Jump Street, The Heat recently, or, you know, Beverly Hills Cop, stuff like that. But this was more Showtime and Taxi.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. You're right, but ooh, that just, wow.
It says it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say 4 out of 10 Dodge Chargers, because I actually drive one of those, and it's pretty sweet.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, fair enough.
I guess overall what we're saying is when it comes to ride-along, just get the fuck out of the car. You don't want to ride along until the end of this film, because you're just going to be disappointed.